Hello and welcome to Soul Ignition with your host, Jana, where it is my mission to help you tune into, hone, fully trust your intuition, and take inspired action to create a life that you are so fully and completely in love with. I'll be sharing inspiration from my own life, as well as powerful interviews with some of our top thought leaders in the field of self-development, of coaching, and all heart-centered entrepreneurs that have a story to share, a story to inspire us to tune in, to allow ourselves to be fully led from a place of full faith and trust in the magic, the miracles that come as a result of. We'll be talking about moving through surrender, allowing ourselves the space and time to fully get clear on what we want, and empowering ourselves to have the courage to take the action that our hearts are calling us to create lives and businesses that we love. We'll also deep dive into different elements of business when you're fully led from this space and what that gets to look like when you scale. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sending you all my love. Jana. Hello and welcome to another edition of your Soul Ignition podcast with Jana. I am here with a most delicious guest, Nancy Besser Reed. She is a certified life and mindset coach, and we are going to be covering her journey, who she is today because of all that she's been through, and also her mission to help heart-centered entrepreneurs to create they're happily ever after now, not after. So without any further ado, I'm going to hand over the mic to you. Nancy, tell us about yourself, who you are, what you do a little bit more expansively, and we will continue from there.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I am so honored to be here. So I am a certified life and mindset coach, and what that really means is that I help heart-centered, accomplishment-minded women stop waiting to kind of do all the things before they choose to invest in their own sustainable happiness so they can create their happily ever now. Just like you were saying, not after everything comes together perfectly. Because let's face it, there is no perfect. And if anything, we are trying to encourage each other to live a perfectly imperfect life, because that means that we're being in the present moment. And that is really kind of the crux of all of my coaching. And I think that my journey has definitely been non-linear. I started off always being kind of the person in the group of friends that people went to for either advice or to keep a secret. I was really good at that and holding confidence in people. And I also sort of just came into this life knowing things that I couldn't really explain. Even as a young child, I would see maybe someone at the ice cream shop or something with my mom, and there'd be a little kid that would be eating ice cream with their mom. And I would say, "Mom, why is that little boy so sad?" And she would say, "Well, he's not sad. He's eating ice cream. How could he be sad?" And I was like, "No, he's really sad. And like, I feel so bad for him." And I just couldn't really explain it. And so finally my mother, she kind of indulged my curiosity, and she would go over and speak to the other mom or something and say something like, "You know, this might sound strange, but you know, is your little boy, is he having a hard day today?" And then it turned out that, yeah, that, you know, his dog had just been put to sleep like right before. And so it was just these kind of things that kept happening over and over and over again. But I didn't really know what to do with them, and I definitely wanted to be, quote, normal. And so I think I kind of dulled a lot of that ability for intuition for a long time, until I was able to get to a further place in my life where I was willing to show up and not hide anymore, because it was important to me to show up the same in all of my relationships, starting with the one with myself, in order to transform my life as a whole.
That is so beautiful and so powerful. And of course, so much of that is mirroring my life, my experience. And you said it in such a beautiful way where I don't know that I've ever articulated it so eloquently,
but I resonate so deeply with that. And it's just a reminder that we are all so interconnected. And for every one of us, there is millions of identical mirrors. And it's so important for us to show up in this way and share our messages and our voices so that we can stop feeling so alone, like you said, like that you felt so different and you wanted to run away. If we speak louder about this beautiful truth of who we are as these really gifted beings, then there's less hiding in the world that's required from everybody else.
Yeah. And you make it safe for other people to come forward too and to share and shine their light as well.
Yeah. What a powerful message. What a great way to start. Well, I'm going to have you go in a little bit deeper and tell us, when is it that you first knew, like, what was that defining moment that changed everything for you that then led you to realizing this is what you wanted to do in the world?
Well, I think that, you know, there were a combination of different events for sure. So, I mean, certainly things that happened in my childhood, like I mentioned, having these intuitions and then getting verification that they were in fact true. So that was definitely something where I felt like, oh, maybe I could use this gift to help others, because it was helping me. I was able to navigate situations and particularly conflicts and things from a different place because I was having this awareness. And then the other key defining moment for me came in the form of a car accident, and I was the passenger, and we went over basically the edge of a cliff and really shouldn't have survived. We shouldn't even, you know, have been remotely less injured than we were. And yet it did happen that way. But what was really powerful for me was that as we went over the edge of the road, I had this sense to take my arm and actually like push it in my hand up into the roof of the car, because the seatbelt wasn't self-adjusting. It was like an old-fashioned sports car. And so the person that had ridden in the seat before me, I guess, was much bigger. So there wasn't a lot of, you know, tension on that. And I would have hit the dashboard or maybe even gone out the windshield, I don't know, with the force of the accident. So I felt this inner voice tell me to push up, and I did do that, and I listened to it, and which was interesting because up until that point, I had been not listening to my inner voice telling me to get out of that car. But I was on a date, and at that point in my life, I was definitely loving the attention of this good-looking, strapping, tall guy that was wanting to take me out on this drive before we had dinner, and I didn't recognize the signs that he'd been drinking. And I certainly didn't know to look at the car's tires and see that they were kind of bald too. And yet I kept having this intuition tell me to get out of the car, or basically to say no in the first place. And I didn't listen to it. So here I am going over the edge of the road, and all of a sudden I am hearing a voice again. This time I do listen. And I pushed my hand up, so I kind of wedged myself into the car. And as we went over the edge, I know a lot of people that have near-death experiences, they talk about their whole life flash before them. But for me, what was really interesting was that it was sort of like there wasn't a highlight reel. It was more any like instance of either an unhealed relationship or some sort of instance of me being unkind in a relationship is what I saw. And I thought that was really interesting, that it was like, out of all the things I could have seen, here I was shown an example of basically opportunities where I could have shown up kindly and I didn't. And it stuck with me after I survived the accident. And that's a whole long story. I'm not sure if you want me to get into that or not. But afterwards, what stuck with me was that out of all the things I could have seen and out of all the things that I was meant to see, that is what I did see. And so I decided to really reinvest in learning how to, quote, go kindly through all of my relationships. And that's included starting with the one with myself. So I reached out to people, I started reconnecting with people, and I was able to experience healing in all of the relationships where I'd been shown in that image. And that was really amazing to me. So it was almost like that time didn't exist in a linear way. And through healing, I was able to expand it. Mm. And that really was the catalyst for me deciding to invest in myself and in my schooling and go get my master's degree in organizational psychology with a focus in conflict resolution and mediation, and also within emotional intelligence, so that I could put all of this into helping individuals to basically see where they are and then make space for how they want to get to where they want to go through whatever form of healing or help would be helpful to them.
Oh my gosh, that is so powerful. And I don't think you, I know you don't realize the level of synchronicity in having you speak this beautiful intuitive truth to me today in this moment, the day after I literally was teaching on this. Yeah, like almost to the T, word for word. Oh, I cannot wait to share this with my course group in the Come Home to You course. That you literally are a living, breathing example of what I just spoke to about going back and cleaning up how you showed up in every relationship where you were less than of highest expression of self. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're here affirming that is so powerful. And this message is going to truly be an added clarity piece for so many people that are listening and tuning in, because we've all heard the moment of your life flashing before you, but what you just did was tell us the truth. And to me, why this is so important is because I'm teaching this based on an intuitive download that I received 6 months ago, that it was time to become complete with everything in my world in order for me to fully step into who I've always been meant to be and who I get to become. And part of that was starting this podcast too. I wouldn't have heard that message clearly if I hadn't done that clearing. So, oh my gosh, thank you so much for being such a guiding light and honoring that voice and sharing it so well, because you are really speaking to something much deeper than I think you even realize, for me at least, and for our listeners, I'm sure. I'll have to share it with you. Now I have to share it with you because it's
I know, so I can't wait to see and hear. Like,
parallels are insane, so insane. Oh my gosh. And before we get too far off, I want you to, if you could also, based on that exact understanding too, I'm also hearing, if I may share, how like we get to clean our stuff up and come to completion so that we can be that highest expression of self in life and really honor that voice and really honor those intuitive nudges. Because if we have those things nagging at us, we're less likely to hear the truth, that intuitive nudge, like put your hand up. But I'd also like to speak to how, as we trust those intuitive nudges, it's really leaning on how well everything is orchestrated for us in our favor when we take our hands off the wheel. Mm. And if you could please speak to that one moment that we spoke to before we started recording of what happened post-accident, because I do feel that that is a very important piece that we should include.
So after I realized that I wasn't dead, because I sort of thought I was at first, because the window to the car had been open. And so when we went over the edge, because we had this heavy sports car, and you know, definitely there was divine intervention there too, I'm sure, but that we didn't flip over, we just stayed upright and then we landed at the bottom. But when we did that, the force of the car going off the edge brought all this dirt down with us, like into this canyon basically. So the dirt actually came into the car. So I was like buried in dirt, and I was pretty convinced that we hadn't survived. But then again, I started hearing this little voice inside of me saying, get out. And I knew that that was what I had to do, and that I had not died, quote unquote, that I maybe a part of me had died from this experience, but that this new part of me had awakened. And so I got myself out, literally crawled out the windows and crawled up the, you know, now it was getting dark outside and I had no cell phone reception because we were in the middle of nowhere. And I was climbing up this, just, you know, hoping to hit something that was familiar. And all of a sudden I see these headlights coming around the corner. Now this road was pretty deserted that we were on, so it was pretty unusual to see people there in the first place. But these headlights came around and I was just praying that they would stop. And then they did. And it turned out that it was these group of contractors that were out on a hunting expedition, and that they thought when they caught their headlight in my hair that I was a deer. So thank goodness they didn't shoot first. They did look and see that it was indeed a girl and not a deer. And they turned out to be these like just, I mean, they were angels. There's no other way to describe them. And so I was clinging to the side of this cliff, trying to get back up to the surface, running on adrenaline. I didn't know then that I had injured my shoulder really badly and separated my AC joint and twisted my thoracic spine. But on the, you know, just the pure adrenaline, I was trying to get up to the top. And as I was holding on to the edge of the road, and these men stopped and they realized I wasn't a deer, one of the big guys that was driving the truck, he came over and he looked and he saw where I was and he saw how far it was to get to the road still. And he basically told me I had to let go. And I was like, are you kidding? No, I'm not going to let go. I just survived that and I'm climbing up here. I'm not going to let go. How could I let go? And then he said, I've got you, baby girl. Sometimes in life, you have to let go in order to be saved. And I felt the magnitude of his words and I reached inside of myself and I let go. And I reached up with my whole body and he grabbed onto me and he was so strong, he was able to lift me off the side of the cliff onto the road again.
So much beautiful infused symbolism of how we are so held and supported and that we are so much more than just a physical body. And then there is this beautiful force always with us. I don't know. I'm sure you've probably recognized this, but I'm going to reflect it back to the community. Is she literally was at the bottom of a valley, of a cliff, buried in dirt, being resurrected. I'm seeing this like symbolism so powerfully. And this white car with these men, and one of them happens to utter the words that we hear, like, take your hands off the wheel, let go so that you can be saved. And saved in the sense of, we're not meant to suffer and live our lives trying to do things and effort our way through it. Everything's literally all being orchestrated and we just have to let go. And like some people say, let God. And for those that may not like to use that word, let go and let yourself be guided, be held, be supported by higher self, by spirit, by universe, whatever is your belief system. But truly that's what we get to lean into. And oh my gosh, what a powerful story. So powerful. Thank you. You are literally a walking, breathing example of divine intervention, of divinity that's always with us. And how, Grace, when you look like a divine angel too, you're glowing over here. You can't see her, but she does. And I'll definitely put all of her contact information at the end in the notes so you can follow her. And if you feel called to be in her energy, you know what to do. It'll all come through. So, wow, how powerful. Okay. So you, from this moment, that was the catalyst, you said.
Yes.
And then that's when you went full throttle, followed your intuition, you got the schooling, the education, invested in yourself, you started your business.
I started my business.
Yeah.
And I also, as part of getting injured in the car accident, I needed to find a way to rehabilitate myself. And I was, you know, trying a bunch of different things, went to physical therapy, a bunch of other things, and nothing was really helping my shoulder until I found Pilates. And so along the way in this journey, I decided to stop going on for my PhD in psychology like I was going to do and just got the master's. And I also got my certification to use Pilates to teach rehabilitation for people that had also been injured or had chronic injuries and that kind of thing. So I offered both services and I was able to help people on a coaching perspective. Looking at their mindset with emotional intelligence and conflict resolution, and then also to draw in to the body and to be able to help them to find their inner alignment and also to see it externally reflected as well.
Oh, that's so powerful because this work is truly holistic.
Yes.
You know, you can't do one aspect of the self without the other. Mind, body, spirit, it's all one. So thank you for speaking to that as well. Well, what would you attribute your success in starting your business and how you've scaled it?
I think my success is that I didn't make it be about me. Mm. It was never about me. It was about the people that I believed were waiting for me. And so it wasn't an ego pursuit. It really wasn't about me trying to have people become dependent upon me. That's the greatest, you know, thing out there. I think that maybe other people sometimes get trapped in that idea that there's something wrong with them. that they need to be fixed. I always try to encourage my clients to realize the fact that they're making this shift means that they're enough already. And now they just want to step into an even greater version of themselves. And that, no, we're not going to deny what's happened in the past because that just makes it bigger and kind of more scary to look at. But we can look at decisions from the past through a lens of kindness and love and compassion rather than preconceived judgment and shame. And that really it's possible to do that. And so I think that people really feel that from me. I think that they get a sense of empathy that when I say, you know, been there, done that, I really do mean it. I mean, I've tried all the things. I've been married. I've been divorced. I got remarried to my ex-husband. And that's a whole other story after all of this work that I went through. So, I mean, I do believe in miracles. And I do believe that there is a time that everyone gets to choose if maybe the miracle they're waiting for is actually themselves. And I think that my clients really feel that and that they get that I've walked their walk. And it might not be the same specific form, but in content, I really understand them and I see the possibilities for them rather than their limitations.
That's so powerful. And yet again, there's another reflection as we spoke before we started recording is the same story. And you're literally here at the exact perfect moment sharing this ultimate truth. And if it's so deeply resonating with me, I just know that it's going to resonate so deeply with so many of our listeners. So thank you again for sharing so beautifully. You're such a great, with your words too.
Oh, thank you.
It's very accessible. There's so much deep meaning, but it's also very easy to comprehend and understand. So thank you for being so clear. Well, with that, would you give us a few examples of some of the challenges that you faced along the way and what you've leaned on to overcome them?
Well, I mean, one of the examples for sure was definitely getting married and divorced really early on in life. I had always wanted to have a family and I didn't think I could have a child. And that put a lot of strain and stress on my relationship at the time. And I think that also it was that there was something else for me to do. And I realized that if I wasn't going to be a mother in the traditional sense, that maybe I could be a mom to all of my clients. And that's really what I got to experience with the coaching and with the Pilates. And so I totally uprooted my life when I got divorced and I took a huge leap of faith. I went into the City of Angels where I knew no one and I started from scratch and I was able to build a really successful Pilates and coaching business. And it was by word of mouth and by referral and everything. And so I think what I would say to anybody that's feeling stuck out there is that there's always something you can move in your life. And I tell this to people a lot of times when I work with them from a physical rehabilitation too, that if you're dealing with chronic pain, there is something you can move. Maybe it's just blinking. Maybe it's taking a breath. But there is movement that's possible. And once you experience even just a tiny reminder, then you can extend that into the rest of your experience. And it really does come from starting small and realizing that all of those incremental steps are going to eventually add up to a huge leap. And you don't have to do the huge leap all at once. You can. But there's no more value in doing that than there is in taking the individual steps. And the nice thing about taking individual steps is that you're able then to basically check in with yourself consciously and say, where am I at right now? How am I feeling? When was the last time that I felt this good? Or if you're not feeling good, when was the last time that, you know, I felt this bad? And how was I able to go through this? And so really to become conscious of your choices and to realize that decision-making is your greatest power and that it's so easy in life. And I know myself, I mean, here I am a total recovering perfectionist as well as a recovering who gave away all of my choices. I don't even know if there's a name for that, but I liked to give away my choices because then I didn't have to have the accountability. And I realized that I was hiding under that face of innocence and that if I truly wanted to show up in life, then that meant taking accountability, but it doesn't have to be guilt. And there's a big difference there. And so I think that's been, you know, definitely some of my struggles that I went through before. And what was able to guide me through that was having this relationship with my authentic self that I was able to establish early on in life and definitely reconnected with from that car accident and kept reconnecting through different spiritual studies. I studied the Course in Miracles. I had an amazing mentor, Ken Wapnick. And I also was journaling all the time. From the day after the accident, I started writing. And I noticed in the beginning that the voice, quote unquote, was coming through as something external to me. And then over time, as I became more comfortable and, you know, basically familiar and sort of remembering what the voice was that was coming from within me, I realized it was my own voice and that it was a part of me and not from apart from me.
Ah, so powerful. And again, all of the resonance, so beautiful. I also am a student and a teacher of the course. So you have no idea how synchronized this is. And I'm so happy to have you. And I know that the value that you're bringing with your energy and your beautiful words is going to create so many powerful shifts for the listeners. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. I just can't say thank you enough for you bringing your grace and also to speaking to all of the work that you did to get here today. Because I do want to reflect to the listener that we don't celebrate ourselves enough in all of our accomplishments and all of the work that we've done. So I want to take a moment to celebrate you for all you've done. So that is why this person sits before me with so much grace and ability to help others. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Well, with that, I think you've actually covered this. One of my questions is always to speak to, you know, oh, why would you start this business? Is the market so saturated? All of those stories, right? But as far as the course is concerned, you know, when the teacher is ready, the student will appear. The market is never saturated for those of us that are called. Can you speak to that a little bit more for me and what sets you apart and how, you know, like you said, they were ready, they were waiting for you.
Yeah, I actually had a dream not too long before I had moved to Los Angeles, which basically what was happening is that I was like on a bus and I got to have a choice about where I was going to get off for the bus stop. And I made a decision to get off in the present. Like I could have gotten anywhere else in like basically in time, I think. And I chose to get off in the present. And once I chose to get off in the present, so basically just right exactly where I was, I saw myself having this dream in the present and I woke her up myself. And then I brought her back over into kind of this bus stop waiting area. And we looked outside together, standing side by side, and all of these buses were coming into the bus depot. And I realized that every single person on each of those buses was someone that I could help. And it just was like a decision where I looked at me basically and I said, all right, you know, I'm ready. Like here are my hands and my feet. And that was that. And I woke up from that dream and I felt really connected and definitely really called. And it let me have a sense of trust that the people that are meant to hear me, the people that are meant to connect with me, the people that are meant to be my quote students, that they are out there. And as a teacher, it doesn't mean that I'm not constantly learning. I mean, that's one thing I tell people over and over again. And so I really do think that, you know, we show up in time when we're ready, and when we're ready, the right people are there to meet us or to direct us to our next step. And that's definitely been my experience.
Wow, that's so powerful and so beautiful. So thank you again for sharing that. Yeah, I resonate with that 100%. And what a vision, what a beautiful higher self is always communicating and giving us all the answers. We just have to be willing to look for the miracles and what's through the messaging. Well, this has been absolutely incredible. And I always like to leave our listeners with what the individual that's here to share their gifts, what is it that you want to leave them with? Like, what is their biggest takeaway that if they get nothing else out of our time together today, that they walk away with this integrated within themselves?
I would tell them that only hindsight reveals purpose. and, you know, true purpose. So do your best not to judge what is happening as it's happening, because only when you get to look back on it do you actually get to understand what it was for. Mm-hmm. And that all of you is you, so that you don't need to apologize, defend, or explain any part of your story. It brought you to where you are in this instant. So own it, and own it with kindness and compassion. And yes, you might want to make something different, but that's okay, because everyone does. And again, it's not about perfection. It's about achieving the highest pillars of imperfection, because that means that you've truly lived and you've truly been in the moment and in the present. And I think that the most important thing is that when you truly believe that everything is possible, then nothing is impossible. And that can change your life in a single instant, as it did for me when I was in that car accident. And I've seen it happen for so many clients where they've just had that shift and everything changed from that moment, not perfectly, but perfectly imperfectly for them. And that's that moment that I like to say is the true catalyst for creating your happily ever now, not after.
Oh, thank you. That was so eloquent and so beautiful. And I can't wait to share you within the notes here. Anything that anyone has questions about, we will be sharing contact information to reach you, you beautiful soul sister, you. And yeah, I'm so looking forward to airing this episode and for all of you tuning in. Oh, you are just so fortunate to be introduced to this beautiful angel of a human being that I had the grace to interview today. So thank you for tuning in. If you haven't subscribed for all updates, please do so below and check out in the notes how to contact and work with, or just be in the energy of Nancy, because it is a gift just to hear her and to witness her as she shows up for us every single day. Thank you so much. And until next time, this is Jana with your Soul Ignition Podcast.